Good morning. I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Mike Goodman, Product Manager. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you all for joining me today. This is going to be a quick update about the ZOS Discovery Library adapter called the DLA and the event pump from ZOS and how it relates to TATM and TBSM or the CCMDB. I'm the product manager, I guess, for the Z side of Discovery and Business Services Management, responsible for the ZOS DLA, the event pump, and things as they get integrated into both TBSM, TATM, or the CCMDB. I work with Tina Cartier, who's the product manager for TATM, and Clayton Chang, who's the product manager for TBSM. So we kind of keep in lockstep and try to keep things going. I'm not having a web conference today, so I'll basically be saying which foils, which charts we're on as we move forward. So that was the title. I guess we want to go to chart number. It's labeled number two. The title is called Ordering the ZOS DLA for TATM. Why we're talking about this today is in discussions with teams, both with IGS and in the field, the ZOS Discovery Library Adapter DLA was up on OPAL for the longest time as a free download. So customers would be able to, or IBMers, could go there, get the ZOS DLA downloaded for free. However, so the freeness basically became, well, anything on OPAL is free, so I can use it for free. However, that's not the case. For the use of the ZOS DLA, or I guess as we want to say, it's free to download, but to actually use the information, use the books, and load the books that it creates into TATM or TBSM, there is an associated charge of the Z machine to do this. There's also the idea that the customers have already gotten the DLAs and downloaded and using them. Since the code off OPAL is now removed, we would also need to understand basically how your customers have gotten the DLA if they're doing TBSM or CCMDB or TATM. There's certain part numbers associated with it. So the ZOS DLA can be ordered to generate the books for discovered resources. And, again, that's at no charge to be ordered. The way they can do this is it's a zero PID charge on ESW. Because it's a Z product, you can order this zero PID charge through ESW. So, again, when you use this or download this, then basically the user with TATM or CCMDB, you must use one of the part numbers on the following two pages to be in compliance. So if you turn to page three, it gives you a list of the part numbers that must be ordered and associated with the use of the ZOS Discovery Library Adapter for, in this example, it's with TATM. Whether it runs on ZOS or Linux, anything associated with, basically, you have to get the part and then a software subscription and SNS type of support. So if you've gotten the DLA off of or for TBSM from either the OPAL download or from the zero-part, zero-charge PID, as soon as you go to load it in and generate books for TATM, there's a charge associated with it. So if you go on to the next chart, chart four, these are the changes or what the part numbers would be for the CCMDB for the ZOS data. So within the realm of where this DLA can be used, which is only CCMDB, TBS, or TATM, these are the part numbers that need to be associated with the use of this product. Again, it's free to download, but the customers are paying for the privilege to use this information. We go to chart number five, ordering a ZOS for DLA, for TBSM, for example. Again, it's a zero-pay charge. They can get that, and basically you can load a book into TBSM. But the rules of the road say that once I load these things into TBSM, that there's a charge associated with that. In fact, if you go to chart 6, Clayton Ching earlier this week brought this up, to the fact that your customers are not license compliant if you're forwarding Z events into TBS Analytics or Z or using the DLA, that there's charges associated with that. To use TBSM with the ZOS information from the DLA and the event pump, basically, a customer must order TBSM-Z, although we both probably all know it's the same set of CDs. The customer actually gets licensed for TBSM distributed and TBSM-Z to do the end-to-end enterprise view. For the event pump, if they just want to do eventing and sending the event messages from the Z platform to Omnibus, then all that is required is the event pump for ZOS to do that. It can be sold separately without TBSM, but it also must, you must purchase the Omnibus Tier 3 Z manager rights to use in conjunction with Omnibus. Now, there's the bottom line I want to say here is that if you're using the ZOS DLA and the customer is using it with TATM or CCNDB or TBSM, that there's a charge associated with the usage of that, the privilege to view that information. Since it was up on OPAL for such a long time, we basically have no idea if the customers are in compliance or not, whether they've actually paid for the SNS support of this and are doing things what we would call above board. There is no, on OPAL, you can put in any dummy name and any dummy corporation, and you can get this information off there and use it. So within your customer P-patches, if people are doing TBSMZ or TATM, I think it might be good to investigate, you know, how this was being done and if everything is in compliance. If they're not in compliance, there's a couple of issues. Number one, it's not supported code from OPAL. So if they were doing SOX compliance, that they might fail an audit. But again, it's something for everybody to investigate and look for. If you go to chart 7, it has the PIN numbers for TBSM-Z and Event Pump for Z for Omnibus limited use license. So for customers that want to use TBSM-Z and bring all the resources and do the end-to-end business modeling, that would be the top part of this chart. For customers that just want to send events to Omnibus, that would be the bottom part of this chart. Again, charges associated with both bringing these events and information down to Omnibus or TBSM. If you go to chart number 8, how you can order these things, these are the part numbers from ESW for the event pump. If indeed they just want the event pump to load the information or send the events from the syslog to Omnibus. Upgrading the TBSM to ZOS gives you, again, the interview for the business service. And you will get the bottom part of this at $56.98, $89.99, which is the TBSMZ medium PID. We go to chart number 9. Those that are doing POCs that want to use the ZOS DLA customers, you simply go to ESW and order this chart, and it will get you a copy of ZOS DLA. And I believe there's actually a copy of it also up on the TATM Wiki. There's multiple ways to get this. Must understand that although it's free to get, there is a usage charge against loading the books into the products. For example, in the proof of concept, you can order the ZOS DLA PID future codes. It does not allow loading the books in title without a POC agreement. And, of course, at the end of the POC, remove this information from the customer products, either TATM or TBSM or the CCNDB. So a bit of knowledge here that, you know, of what I just covered. And I'm sorry for the I'm sitting here using the cell phone. What we're trying to achieve here is to make the field aware that the ZOS DLA that was on Opal was free to download, but use in the products, whether it's CCMDB, TBSM, or TATM, that there's a usage charge associated with that DLA. The licenses that cover that charge are associated with TBSM and TATM and CCMDB. They're not associated with the free download. So a lot of customers thought or think that getting the ZOS DLA off of Opal, that it was free to use and basically could use it in any one of those products without paying for the privilege of viewing that information. We've removed the ZOS DLA from Opal to prevent that from happening from now on. A bit of confusion out there within Opal being a lot of free software to be used and the DLA being up there. So from the context, on if you go back to chart two, there is how the ZOS DLA for TATM can be ordered. So if you're using, if you need a ZOS DLA for TATM to be ordered, you can get it from the zero feature code on the ZOS DLA on TBSM. That is from the ESW order. When if you do that, you, however, you must get that part, and then you must associate it with the part numbers that are on the following two pages, chart 3 and chart 4. These are part numbers for associated for using the DLA with TATM or with CCMDB. So you download the DLA from ESW, and then you order a part number based upon what product you're using and what level of, if you're just renewing or if you're, it's a new order for subscription and support. If you go to chart 4, or chart 5, for the DLA for TBSM, again, it's part of the zero PID feature, and basically from you would order TBSMZ, which is the lower part, which is 5698A99, which would deliver both TBSM, the event pump, and the DLA for ZOS. When a customer licenses TBSMZ or wants to do end-to-end business services management, they actually generate a license for distributed TBSM and for TBSMZ. And so there's both those licenses are in play. You go to chart 6. Clayton King basically talked about this on Wednesday, about how customers are not in license compliant for TBSM or TBSM distributed. They pay for those charges. The primary sales options are TBSM for ZOS, which is the PID number one. And if they just want to use send events from the Z platform, Z software, to Omnibus, then they use option number two, which is the event pump for ZOS. And that does not include the DLA or TBSMZ management rights. If you go to chart 7, it kind of splits it out with this difference. For customers that want to use TBSMZ, you order the top part of this chart. For customers that just want to send event management information from ZOS to Omnibus for end-to-end awareness, they would just order the event pump and not TBSMC. So that would be the bottom part of this chart, and that's the information associated with that. If you go to chart 8, the event pump can use the load ZOS events in the Omnibus, and you pay a Z management rights to do that. So there are charges associated with the event pump, with the DLA, and obviously TBSMZ, when you integrate Z information either into Omnibus or the TBSM or the TATM or the CCMDB. Again, the reason we're going over this call today is that since the DLA was free, or ZOS DLA was free on Opal, and other DOAs have been free, such as the NetView DOA or the TMS DOA. There's a confusion in both the customers and some parts of the field that any DOA is a free thing to use with TVSM, TATM, CCMDB, and Omnibus. So it's important for if you have customers that are doing TBSMZ or TATM using Z information, that you ensure that they are compliant with the way that the product should have been ordered and supported. When for both the distributed folks and the Z folks, it involves ordering from two different systems. ESW for the Z-Series software, which is the ZOS DOA and the event pump, they're on ESW. Obviously, for DSW, TATM, TBSM, OCDs are ordered through Passport Advantage for those license rights. And the books to use that are also ordered from DSW. If we go to product number 10, the pricing. The pricing of the ZOS DOA for TBSM, this is a straightforward exercise based on MSUs of the Z-Box. For TATM, you use the same number of MSUs you want for TBSM, and there's a TATM calculator located on Extreme Leverage. For equivalent software pricing, it's about halfway down the page. And using the MSU information, you plug it into the calculator, and it'll give you the RDU pricing. For the DOA. Excuse me, that was the question for the DOA. For the event pump, it's $750 per unit of the MSUs of the C-Box you're running. Again, the last chart 11 here, there are, for internal orders, S&P, you can get there through Mr. Grizzly, validation copy for physical media. There was a Windows zip file for installing a ZOS DOA that has been removed. It's no longer available for customers' use or POC. We're trying to ensure that the fulfillment system actually works and we can actually track where this DOA is being used by the customers. If you can't get information or run into problems getting the software installed on the ZOS via SMPE or other questions, please contact me. We're trying to make this as simple as possible. It's a bit convoluted, saying that you can download it for free, but there's a usage charge. I think it's probably the only Tivoli product that acts like this. This again is just a short call for everybody that's on it that would that needs to understand that if you're working with TBSM or TATM, that the Z information has an associated charge for use, and to ensure that you're aware of it. Kind of brought forward by Casey Plunkett for us to do this quick call and remind everybody about this so we can get to compliance and we're not just giving away the farm for free. So that's the end of the call. I'd like to take questions now if possible. Any questions? Well, everybody has my email address, so if there are questions and you don't feel like speaking up, please feel free to send me an email, and I'd be glad to answer them. Any questions, operator?
No, sir. There are no questions at this time.
All right, then I'll give you back a time for your day on a Friday. Wish everybody a good selling in the second half here, and look forward to your emails.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.